Blog Talk Radio.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, seal it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, seal it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, call at it. Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, seal it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it.
Well, 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 we are here live and direct with Juarez Jackson and the Taste of Technology with my supreme being I have with me, Cairo Queen, who is also hosting the show. How is everyone today? Cairo.
Later.
I know you need to speak up. People are waiting for you. Stop laughing. Stop.
What?
No, you need to come on. What's up? What's going on?
Oh, man. Okay, so can you hear me now?
You over there dancing again. That's what it was. You over there dancing again?
I totally was dancing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. I don't know what that was. I guess I didn't do the sound check. That's what it was. All stuff in my face. Sorry, America. This is Cairo Queen. You are tuned in to Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology, starring Juarez Jackson, who is normally the co-host, but because he is the producer of the summer, he is now producing. Yeah, you forgot, Robin. Robin's grounded for the day. Because he's the producer of the summer. Juarez is taking over, and he's got some really wonderful guests lined up. And, you know, ironically, Juarez, that I'm saying that, I was actually on the phone with Eric Hamilton, who is the inventor of the Tiny Stick. And Tiny Stick, and I've never heard of it. Eric created this Tiny Stick, and it went haywire and literally contacted me online today. And he was talking to me about his tricked-out sights. And so I posted on my page, and I was like, now you contact me. I'm like, Eric, I've been trying to get you on an interview for a year, so he might be contacting you, or we might be contacting you about trying to get a slot for the summer or the spring, whereas depending on how your lineup is. But Tiny Stick is an awesome little device that plugs into your computer and then, of course, gives you accessibility to turn your tablet or your TV into your desktop. So, and real cool stuff. But, I mean, oh, my gosh. So I don't know what you have to talk about, but I got giveaways.
You do. Let's talk about that. You have giveaways. You have free stuff to give away, but that's only for callers. And I know everyone is always getting mesmerized. We have callers on the line, and we seem to never get to them because we're always here just talking away. But we'll try our due diligence. Although it's going to be hard today because we have a real powerhouse of an individual that's coming to you that
oh my
is,
gosh.
I mean, the epitome of doing something positive with your life and affecting other people. You know, there was a saying that some people say, like, you know, if you can only affect one people, well, who we are bringing you today has impacted, I mean, tons of people in a dynamic way. And really,
internationally, yes,
internationally too, right? So yeah, definitely, we're looking forward to it. And tell the Tiny Stick guy to I'll give him my bank account, and he could go ahead and drop it in there. I'll get him on the show because it pays to be the boss.
It pays to be the boss. He actually would be calling out of New York. So just really quick, so this weekend. And really quick, let's say thank you to WXRP Radio, our matriarch, Stephanie Thomas. Thank you, Stephanie,
right.
And to Robin, who is the world's best sound engineer and sponsor and would not have a show if it was not for her. I'm going to clap for her in my mind.
Right.
Robin, thank you so much for everything that you do and your positive energy. Just big hugs and kisses out to you. Listen, so I'm this week, went to a STEM event for IMBUS, the IMBUS, which is the Miss Black U.S. Ambassador pageant, decided that they were going to jump into the STEM category, and they went and had a STEM event at Microsoft in Perimeter this week. And I actually got to sit down, and Microsoft has created an open source, buzzword, an open source virtual reality game that allows people to code a character and then a whole entire world and then therefore the game. So you're building.
You cannot drop open source, and you know it's our word of the day, and you cannot drop it without some more background information. So She's going to finish, but let me talk to y'all about what open source is briefly, okay? So
I did that on purpose.
You did. You just threw it out there for me to catch it right there. So open source is very important. There's sites out there right now that you can go, and if you Google open source, you'll find out, and Wikipedia has a great explanation. But basically what it is, it's a way for you to, if you're a developer, to get software that is in the development form that people are actually working on collaboratively around the world. So, of course, you know, two minds are better than one, and 2 million are better than 20. So it's a way that people are actually putting code out there and actually developing things that are free, for the most part, to the public. It has a general license that basically you're out there and able to manipulate the software. So I'll give you an example. Open source, there's one called mixmixx.org, and that is a free mixer. You could basically be your own DJ. I've been DJing for a second, and instead of paying these insane fees that these other programs are charging, I use an open source one, and it's great. It works. It's great. So there's a lot of things out there that are open source. Look at fatherchew.com, and I'll definitely have some links to some open source software that's out there. So, yes, as you were saying.
Big shout out to Father True, who is the sponsor of the year as our host for what will be a Taste of Technology and coming events for Taste of Technology and Power On Web TV and for
and
our
Atlanta
platform.
Tech Awards. And what else?
I didn't release that yet. Shh.
You could talk about it. I mean, we've already bought the domain, so.
I can't talk about it yet. I have to organize the thought so I can get it out and be overly excited and execute perfectly when I speak on it. Yes, Atlanta Tech Awards. Atlanta Tech Awards coming soon. I don't want to put that out there yet, but we will come back and talk about that another day.
All right, so, back to Microsoft.
Well, so Microsoft had this whole gaming event that went on Saturday. And so we could go and you could start with this game. And ironically, another company comes in, Smite. And Smite is a video gaming company, big, huge video gaming company out of Alpharetta. And so I spoke with their public relations expert, and he was there. And we had several people who came, and I learned so much. I got to sit with some of the most genius gamers. When I tell you, if these kids, youth, young men, students, whatever you want to call, if they had $1 million, what I could imagine they could build with the minds that they have. Mm-hmm. I met a little boy, a little African-American boy at that, who told me that he played Minecraft at 2 years old, and he came and sat with me and literally played Smite on this Jumbotron in the middle of the hallway in the mall and told me about the game because he's been playing it since he was, and I'm looking at him like, wait a minute, and very articulate, and every, but I've noticed, you know, where we all used to think the video game was going to, you know, burn the brain or dumb down somebody. All these people that I met were highly intellectual people. I mean, highly intellectual people. I mean, very centered and focused on what they're talking about. So I met Trevor East, who at some point or another, Trevor will be a part of my whole entire network. Trevor has to be on our, Trevor is the most burst person I've ever met in gaming. I mean, he told me everything about this game, Smite, and different softwares. He's a student at Polytechnic, and his friend was Leo from Georgia State, and he was a chemical engineering student. And when I tell you, like, I have these passes right now, so if you happen to call in to 646-478-3474, that number again is 646-478-3474. I have exclusive passes, exclusive codes to redeem your convention from 2015 codes for Tear the Skin. Now, I have the code. You have to call in and get it from me, or else I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to put this online. The only people who can get this are the people who are tuned into this show. So we have Tear. We have Apollo. And I have Aries. So you call in now, you can get, and you call through the duration of the show, you can get these codes. I will give them to you because I was told these codes are so exclusive, they don't even offer them anymore, and I have the last of them. So if you are a Smite player and you are Smite, you're familiar in Atlanta or Georgia about Smite, and you want to play one of these games and get your codes and skins and have better skins than everybody else because they're not making them anymore, call in. That's 646-478-3474. Really exciting because then I have a discount code that Eric Hamilton gave me for his Tiny Stick. So if you want to get your Tiny Stick, you can call in. You can get the Tiny Stick discount. You can use the Kylo Queen code. Get that and get it. You know, big shout out to the Imbus, you know, the Miss Black U.S. Ambassador pageant, you know, my friend Patrice Harrison, who's out there, and just such a wonderful job with the young ladies, and great breakfast spread. We had brunch, and Microsoft was wonderful. Tommy Patrick is awesome. Like, out of all the Microsoft people I've worked with, he was the best that I've come in contact with thus far, so I had to send him a shout-out. And so much more. I mean, I talked to Google this week. I talked to Amazon this week. It's been bananas. And new radio shows coming. Juarez, what was your week like, and where the heck are you at?
Well, Juarez is in South Carolina, and my week was full. I had a lot of different activities that I partook. Some of them I will not be indulging in spreading this across the airwaves, but all of them legal. And all of them were very good. I just put it like that. But I know we are running up to time where we have to take a break. And after our break, we are bringing on our guest. We are supposed to get a call from the founder of Habesha Inc., Kashawn Myers. Habesha. And we're going to have him live. Habesha. We have to make sure we say it correctly, right? So he's going to come on as soon as we come from this break. So after we pay our sponsors some homage, we're going to come back and we're going to continue this wide world we call Technology Tuesday.
That's exciting. So, you know, everybody knows that Juarez happens to be a little bit of a intelligent, funny guy. So I kind of thought one day, I said, he kind of reminds me of Bill Cosby. And
oh boy.
I had to go find a clip before we go to our commercial break, I hope Robin has it queued up, but oh my gosh, I found the perfect commercial break to throw back to my dude Bill and to remind me of Juarez. Robin,
there
you got it queued up?
You say, Mom, can I have this? She says, that's a no-no. But, Mom, you know how I feel about those. But, Mom, and don't go asking your father. But, don't, but, Mom, it's a Jell-O pudding pop snack. She said, fine.
You have no sense. I'm going to forbid you from promoting on my show any kind of buffoonery. You know they have tried to besmirch the Bill Cosby name. If you have linked me to Bill
Cosby,
I do too. Much props to Bill. That's a good guy. We can't let people put people down, and this is still the nation of innocent before guilty. So
that's right.
Free Bill Cosby in people's mentality.
And check out his show on Hulu. He has another Cosby show. It's not the old Cosby show. It's called Cosby. Awesome, awesome show on Hulu.
That's right.
Free.
Support who supports you. That's what we're about, okay? Support who supports you.
He educated me. We'll be back right after this.
Yep.
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Hi. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, yes.
All right. I recognize that voice. It is the one and only. Greetings and blessings, beloved. Keshawn Myers is in the house. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. What's going
man,
on, my brother?
Hey, everything
my
is
sister.
Real good. Real good.
Good
real
good,
good.
Excellent. You know
great
I'm listening in already.
Keshawn.
I was going to ask, can I call in and get the prize? Some of the things you were talking about, I think I want to be involved in. Can I get the code
you
too?
Absolutely
so,
can.
Okay,
you know
I got. I'll call in. Yeah, I'll call. Tell my son to call in. No,
oh,
we literally. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm doing well. Just listening in and enjoying. So glad to be a part of the radio show and glad to be able to share with others around the World Wide Web.
Right. So, you know, we definitely have some history. I know we talked about that a little bit earlier, how, you know, I think you were
beat
playing.
You beat me to the punch.
Yeah, get to the punch, right? Reach right to the punch. I think you you played on the basketball team at Renan High School, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I think you were a baller, and I think you came to my backyard, and it wasn't the basketball team. I just put it like that.
Yeah. Hey, I can't even say nothing. You're right, man. You remember the history. It's been about 20 years, but, yeah, you got me on that one. So, you know, hey, I wanted you to be to have this moment 20 years later where you could feel good and say, you know what, hey, you know, I accomplished something. I beat Keshawn in basketball 20 years ago.
That's awful.
But you know what? I did get cut from the team, so I'm still hurt about that. And I went and I did a career day, and I spoke to the coach. And it's funny. And Coach Goodwin, you know he's the principal now at our former high school. And he said, "Look how good you turned out. Aren't you glad I cut you?" I was like, "No." I'm like, "Absolutely not."
But
can you do more?
Favor.
I know you weren't doing me a favor, but he thinks he did, so I still thank him. So, yeah, good stuff. We definitely have history. We're definitely good friends, and you know, we had spent some good times together, man. And you've always been a positive brother. That's one thing I've always loved about you. You know, I pride myself with trying to, you know, be around people who are positive and always on positive things. And you know, we caught back up 1 year. You were down at the carnival. And I caught back up with you there, and you know, just always seeing you doing positive things, man. I just, you know, where did this whole Habesha Inc., where's the genesis of that? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, I really would have to tie it all the way back to high school days and before, man. I mean, you know,
okay.
where it really began, and for me, coming from a family of teachers, you know what I mean,
right.
was where I kind of grew up. So always knowing that I would be a part of that in some ways, even though that I didn't always, you know, think so. But really, that's where Habesha came from, in that sense
mm-hmm.
of knowing that there was always a connection to teaching, to sharing, to building. And I took that from my mother, my aunts, my uncles who were teachers, and brought it up in my time. And so I guess in that sense, the organization Habesha, which is an acronym that stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. That's what the organization stands for.
Right.
Really came about from being in college and doing research. So, you know, even just to share a little bit about that, and for any young
right.
people who are listening, you know, when I was in college, all of my research and all of my papers were around something I wanted to later do in life. So literally from sophomore year on up through graduate school, Habesha was created by doing research papers, by connecting and building on those papers. So I actually used to quote myself in college from papers that I had written. So building up my own portfolio, and from there seeing that, you know what, being able to connect with young people, particularly how I wanted to connect and what I saw work for me, was connecting culture with the technology, the learning that we have, was very, very important. So technology, and as you talk of those things like, you know, technology that we still are amazed at today, the pyramids, you know, how
mm-hmm.
is the technology used for that? How can we
right.
tie that in, particularly for young people and people of African descent? How can we connect them to technology in a way that they can understand? They help to build pyramids. They help to build great civilizations. How can they now bring that into the future? Because technology, in a sense, and what I see is that technology is what's going to be that truly saves us in a lot of ways. And
Absolutely.
Some people look at technology as, like, you know, it's a bad thing, but it's really how it's used more than technology itself. So
I agree
100%.
That is
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
right.
Now, you brought up something that I actually had in school that I talked about before, is that people are sometimes led to believe that technology is not them. Like technology, like math is not, you know, their ancestry. When I try and let them know that this is you, this is something that your forefathers and foremothers were kings and queens of, that they were the original people that invented, you know, this whole system that we have. So when you talk about calculus, when you talk about any kind of mathematics, it's something that's generated from you. It's something that's not foreign to you. So you just saying that really, you know, lets me know that you've always been on this really deep, teaching people really where their foundation is from, and that's really beneficial to people, and it reaps benefits more than I think that we can even imagine. Because once we release people from these shackles that they have of not understanding who they are as a person, you know, the worst thing you can have is somebody that grows up and doesn't know their wealth and their superiority that they have, right? So when you release that, you are releasing some greatness into the atmosphere that other than that, it would have been, you know, for lack of a better
yeah.
word.
No, it's true. And so that ties so it interconnects so much, as, you know, technology and even what the show is about and what I know that you're doing, it ties in. So we really try to build that foundation, particularly in young people, because our mission is to cultivate youth leadership through five major areas, which are cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, holistic health, And the last is actually technology. So mm-hmm. we tie those components in to build up youth. And we specifically, cultural education is always the one we mention first because we want to make sure we give that foundation. You know, we work with mostly youth of African descent. And so teaching right. them and having that connection to their ancestry is very, very important. And it ties in all of the lessons and all of the components that we want to share because, you know, I even share with young people that in the they had helicopters and planes in the pyramids. Inside of the mm-hmm. pyramids, they had drawings of these spaceships, what people would call them. So a lot of the things that we think are new,
yeah.
actually, the Dogon mm-hmm. people, if you're familiar with the Dogon people of Mali, they trace their lineage to Sirius B, right? And so they're mm-hmm. able to see the stars and do astronomy. Just they're not using a telescope. They're going internal. Mm-hmm. And so how can that be, these quote-unquote people who are, in some ways, people consider them backwards. How can they now map out the cosmos without telescopes?
Right.
Right. So that's important to connect that to, like you said, the technology so young people know, wow, this is deeper. So all of the sci-fi television shows and movies, those are actually based on real things that happen, real people a lot of time, real traditions, real cultures. And
right.
they've turned it into a movie format. But if you research those, you'll find that there's certain people that have those characteristics. Star Wars, the Avatars. These are not mythical things. These are based on real people who have similar powers. So that's what I love about technology. We can tie it all in.
Wait, that's so funny that you say that because all of the game identities in this Smite game were based off of gods. And so I was listening to Anthony T. Browder talk about how all of the gods in our history have ties back to Africa and the continent of Africa and our Isis, Osiris, and Horus, Ra, Set, Nut, and tying it back to that. So then you look and you say, okay, well, they came along and they created the Greek gods after those gods. And so what we think now were our Greek mythological characters actually come from the African characters that we had in our mythological stories in Africa. So that's the series basis of what you just said. Very interesting.
Yeah, so it's powerful. It's very powerful. So, you know, we love that, and that's why even, you know, big up again for this show because, like I said, I'm on here so anxious and excited that I'm writing down the tiny stick. We literally just were gifted a TV by my father-in-law where we now connecting our laptop up to the TV. So literally what you're saying, we were just doing like 2 days ago. So I'm like, wow, I don't think we have the tiny stick. So I definitely want to, you know, so I'm learning. So I appreciate that even just, you know, the simple thing. So thank you for what you do and providing this information and opportunity, you know, to the world. And again, so, you know, it's for me, it's even more special knowing that one of my classmates, someone that I've seen grow and build a family and we've all, you know, I've always admired him in that way to now be a part and connect. So trust me, brother, this is just wanted to share with you, Juarez. I know
yeah, man.
Jerry. Yeah, the DJ, you know what I mean? We used to have the parties over there in the Southlands. Trust me. So
absolutely.
And you know my wife as well.
Is that the backyard story? The backyard of
Paris? Yeah, I know your wife well. That's right.
You know
y'all
my wife as well.
Exactly.
You knew her before I did.
Exactly. Always at the parties DJing, you know what I'm saying? Very good queen you have there, man. I'm telling you, life is so beautiful. Life is so beautiful. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, finish what you're saying.
They went to my parties, and my parties were better than Sean Paul. You could watch his videos and say, he ain't had none of our Jerry's parties were off the hook. I used to be charging. Now, this is entrepreneurship. I used to be charging guys to come into, not my friends, but, you know, just as like biblical, because you don't charge people that's your friends. But people that weren't my friends, I charged $10 to get in my house. We used to be selling Heineken. I shouldn't be saying that, but selling Heineken for like $4 a Heineken. And we would make so much money, it was ridiculous. I would charge people if they left and wanted to come back. It was like no exits. They were like, it's too hot. Well, too bad. So, you know, I was definitely on the grind back then as far as, you know, you see a need and you supply a need. Because I knew it at the time, a lot of people didn't want to go out to clubs, even though I was a club DJ also. I said, let me throw these house parties in, you know, and have some nice, decent fun with this reggae music, you know, the culture. And what people don't understand is how, you know, music has a lot to do with your attitude, and music is so deep, and we should really talk about music one day on the show, because, you know, the technology of making music and the what we're being fed for this music today, that so-called music, to me, it's really bringing us down a level, and it's not showing the greatness that we have, and the lyric ability that we have, I think, is really it's really been dumbed down by a lot of this music today. But yeah, we shook a leg back in the day and had a lot of good times, definitely.
In the backyard.
In Southland.
You know why.
Yep, beautiful. Yeah.
So, listen, okay, let's talk about the name. I'm loving the name of your organization. And can you tell us the origin of the name or what it means to you?
Yes. Yeah, so as I said, the acronym is Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. But the actual word itself, Habesha, is an Ethiopian word. It's Amharic.
Right.
And it means the original people. So Habesha has a twofold meaning in that sense. And it's really it's to connect us, you know, to who we are. And so that really defines what we do, you know, and how we kind of implement our way of cultivating this leadership in youth. And one of the programs that we do is called Black to Our Roots. And as we're talking about Africa, and we're talking about, you know, the ancient gods and different things of that nature, this program is really it's a rite of passage program for high school age students, where it really connects them to their African ancestry in a way that that shows them that, you know what, it's good for me to know who I am, because that's actually going to help propel me forward. So these youth go through a year and a half program where they learning about African history and culture. They're learning about technology that was used during those times, particularly many of the kingdoms and queendoms of ancient Africa. They're connecting with their community today. We have community service components. In addition, we have field trips and fundraisers. The youth have to actually raise the funds. As we talk about entrepreneurship, they raise the funds, and in the end, they have an opportunity to travel to Africa. we've been traveling to both Ethiopia and Ghana with youth, with high school age youth. From here in Atlanta, we've taken youth from Baltimore, New York, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, Washington, D.C., and from there, you can really see the eyes opening of these youth who get a chance to travel globally, because believe it or not, technology, yes, I would say, is more prevalent in many of the quote-unquote developing countries.
Right.
Yes.
The use of technology, yes, the ingenuity, because, you know, right, as they say, necessity is the mother of all inventions.
Of all inventions,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So when you don't have, you can create. And so some of the things that we even see young people creating on the continent, that they have minimal resources or little resources, it inspires these young people when they go and see what they're doing and how they value education and all of those aspects. It inspires them when they return to even take more seriously the education that they have, the opportunities that they have, the way to make a difference. You know what I mean? So it's a very powerful program in that sense, and we've seen the transformation of these young people. You know, since 2004, we've been able to take over 60 youth to the continent through this program and connected with many more. So those are the ways that we tie it in. And, of course, in using the technology, we actually create connections between the youth on the continent and the youth that we travel with from the States, right, so that they can stay connected. Even while we're there, we have dialogue with young people, and it builds up this bridge because, as you talk about, it's a global community that we're in. And so many of the young people, a lot of times, they get inundated with what's going on in America, what's going on right in their neighborhoods, right in their schools, you know what I mean? They don't realize how much activity in the world is going on. So that exposure for them opens up the opportunities, right? And that's what I love about it. And it grounds them in a perspective of understanding that now they also have a responsibility, that the information that they get, the opportunities when they're living now, they're not just living for themselves.
Right.
Because many have had to sacrifice in order for them to get to the point where they can have the opportunities they have. So it's beautiful in that sense, you know, the program. A major piece that we tie in is sustainable technology, particularly knowing that, you know, knowing that our resources now, you know, are being depleted in a lot of ways. We know that the youth will really be the future, particularly as far as our environment, you know what I mean? They'll be the future of making sure that we still have an earth to live on, that's still, you know, good water, fresh air. How can they do these things? What can they do? How can they learn? It's their responsibility. So we're always researching with them. We're always sharing with them and encouraging them to create opportunities to help and be stewards of the environment, and also that they can create careers from the work that they do. Environmental science is really a big piece that we push with the young people. So, you know, it's beautiful. It's great work, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And, you know, we have a strong, what we call a family. Habesha is really a family that supports the initiatives that we do. And it's just been good over the past, you know, Habesha just celebrated our 13th anniversary, February 4th. So for the past 13 years, we've been doing this work. And I have to big up my beautiful wife, Siobhan. She is my right-hand sister, you know what I mean? And she really makes it happen. So it's great, you know. It's funny because we're talking about high school. We didn't know each other in high school. Me and my wife didn't know each other. Went to the same high school, but didn't know each other.
Wow.
And so
wow.
I always tease her that it was good I didn't know her in high school because I had to do a little more maturing before I really, you know what I mean, got serious.
Right.
But it's beautiful, you know, that she's involved. And like I said, you know, the work we're doing is fulfilling, and it helps us to be able to connect with youth. You know, I have children of my own, so it gives me a way to stay connected and stay in tune. So, you know, it's
a beautiful
great
family,
it's,
by
I
the way.
I love
yeah.
this whole conversation because, you know what, when I tell you I'm tapping in right now and I'm going to get a little scientific and spiritual with you really quick, but this whole thing that you're talking about with going back to Africa, now my name Cairo Queen, as you probably would assume, has a lot to do with Africa and Egypt. So at one point or another, you know, I feel like, and maybe you guys have felt this, but I feel like Africa calls us. And there's a lady, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, who literally started talking about different ways to heal yourself, because we don't understand who we are. We don't know the power that we possess on this planet. And so, you know, sticking our feet in the soil actually used to be a way that our people would actually learn to commune with Earth and actually heal your body. And so going out and doing it, of course, you actually feel the energy of the earth when you understand how you are connected. Everything is connected, but once you realize it and you understand the power that you have through your melanin, that you are able to heal your body if you are able to focus your body and focus your energy and your vibration. And I think, like, a lot of times, I watched a movie called Sankofa, if you've ever seen it. You went to Ghana, so I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. But the Sankofa spirit, at the end of the movie, the priest gets out and he says, you know, Africa's going to come back, and they're going to come back and reach out for you in so many words. And so I always thought about Africa and the spirit of Africa coming back to get us. And I'm starting to see a lot more movement to get back to Africa. And I hear so many people talking about needing to be in Africa. So taking the youth at this point and taking them from being consumers and observers and making them doers and builders and growers and people who actually are producing as opposed to just consuming is a huge movement to be able to take our youth now and take them back to Africa and give them a focus of what you do have here and what you are connected to and where you come from. I think that is a massive impartation into our people. So I applaud you. Kashan, I applaud you heavily for that. That is so massive.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. It's funny you mention that because, you know, the support that we've gotten through the program, and we've actually, you know, I actually came back from Orlando. We're training a group there to take some youth. So there is momentum. But as you mentioned, Sankofa, the actual filmmaker who did Sankofa, Haile Gerima, who is an Ethiopian brother, actually.
Wow.
He is one of our biggest supporters. He's in D.C. He's a professor at Howard University. He's doing great things in D.C., and he's one of our biggest supporters. So we connect with him, and I've had many discussions with him about, you know, the work in Sankofa and how he connects that. And as you, what you mentioned are literally echoing what he said and why he did the film and how it connects. And that particular dungeon, the dungeon where the sisters that we actually go to that dungeon with the youth and have a what they call a door of no return or door of return ceremony, where we return through that door that our ancestors at one point, that was the last place that they touched African soil. So that's a part of that, because what we're doing is also healing, you know what I mean? And, that's important. A lot of times we have generational scars and damage that we're not aware of. And
right.
the process we're doing, many times we see our young people who are angry, especially young men, they're angry.
Right.
And many times they may not know exactly what they're angry at. It's generational. There's actually, as you mentioned, Jewel Pookrum, I'm familiar with her. She talks about something. I don't know if you've ever heard her talk about post-traumatic slave disorder. She talks about that. And so that really, there are certain things that have happened that have been passed on. So even when we go through the door, no return, it's actually releasing some of those, that energy.
Right.
And that's how we tell the youth. They may not even be aware of it, but many of them tell us once from that point, they can release. And now it gives them an opportunity and a freedom. So, you know, one of my missions and goals I would love to see, you can probably tell me, Jerry, what we, in high school, our senior, you know how you have a senior trip somewhere and you might go to Aruba or Coon or something?
Right.
Well,
right.
one of my visions was, you know, because that's really like a rites of passage, if you will. You know, you're a senior now, you're about to, quote unquote, you know, go out and be on your own. Why not really connect that to something meaningful, where particularly, you know, with our youth, they can actually go, and that's a part of their rites of passage, if you will, senior journey. So we haven't gotten it that far. That's a bigger vision, but we have been able to connect youth. And the great thing now, we had a 10-year reunion in December, and so now we have young people who have families. They're participating in the program. Our youth who are going through the program now, they are our instructors for the program. So we're building a generational connection and really passing this legacy on that is important. And we try to do it in a way where it's cool and fun. It's to connect. You know, we connect all of the aspects of the here and now with the aspects of our ancient past, right? And so the youth can understand how to tap into that ancestral DNA and be able to use it as a way actually to navigate in the modern times,
right?
And that's technology.
Know yourself.
It really,
that's right.
It's technology, right? So it's not the same sense that we may consider it, but it really is technology to be able to tap into those intergalactic connections with our ancestors, right?
Don't get me started. Ready to get me into that space. Don't get me
Let
going.
Let me tell
you.
Do not understand, Cairo, you don't understand how in the middle of the backdrop is the field downtown Atlanta. We're talking about Mechanicsville. We're talking about, you know, stadium right there, middle of, you know, a lot of urban sprawl, a lot of, you know, poverty. Kashawn has came through and has a garden. In the middle of all this, a garden where he's actually, not only the garden, and he's talked about some of the work with gardening he's done and some of the educational stuff, but besides the garden, he actually has built a little house that is solar powered 100%. So showing kids how to use technology like solar power to harness electricity and become self-sufficient.
Yeah,
can
it's important, you know.
I want to jump in and say this to you, Kashawn, because there was a movement that I wanted to do, and I'm asking you on air live. Nobody has ever heard me say this other than my friend out there in Union City. I would like to create a program where, and I'm saying this, if there is a way to do this, to create a garden around the city. And so to extend from where you are and then to reach out to schools and to reach out to youth and have and I say this because we've done this with, you know, those different campaigns, not to do this and not to do that, but mm-hmm. taking care of the earth and growing food that is indigenous to our locale is important. And I wanted to try to see if maybe we could get youth to plant garlic, tomatoes, and basil, because it smells like spaghetti, of course, in the grass. But when it grows, it's a beautiful scent. It's very effervescent, but it also teaches youth how to garden. And then by proxy, teaching mathematics skills, having to plant mm-hmm. down 6 inches, you know. And I wanted to do something like that. Would that be something that would be, you know, advisable to put inside of your program or to bring from your program or to attach to your program?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because we actually have told Back to Our Roots is our oldest program we've been doing for 10 years. We have another program called Sustainable Seeds. And the motto of Sustainable Seeds is teaching math, science, health, nutrition in the garden.
Wow.
So what you just described literally is what we do. And we when we design our garden, all of our gardens are designed not just like rows and bed. We design it with geometrical shapes and symbols. The geometrical shapes that you mentioned about digging 6 inches, so we have various shapes in our gardens for you to learn and use for mathematics. And we also have symbols. Many of the symbols are either West African symbols, what we call Adinkra symbols. I don't know if you're familiar with Adinkra Sankofa.
Mm-hmm.
It is an Adinkra symbol. And we also use other symbols from ancient Egypt, Ethiopia. We use those symbols to teach the young people and to connect them with the agriculture piece, because there's an elder that Baba Tariq Oduno, he has a saying that I quote a lot. He says, there's no culture without agriculture.
Mm.
That's right.
Right? And
right.
So literally and figuratively, that's true, because you can't have the word you can't have the word agriculture without culture,
without
right?
culture.
And then
that's
also,
right.
every civilization on earth has used the land as its foundation for growth and development, right? That's always been a part of it. So we see that as fundamentally important. And so we reconnect our youth to those things, and we teach the math and the science. We actually, one of our projects we're doing on biodiesel with young people, where they're collecting, collecting oil, used oil, and doing biodiesel. We had a brother from Tech who actually just got his PhD who helped us with that project. So we're doing
mm-hmm.
things like that, the solar
Wonderful.
Technology on a basic level with the young people, you know, being able to connect them and show them how, yes, look, this is how our solar works. You can do this. You know,
right.
it's not anything that's hard, but by having the garden, having the space, like you said, the small house that we have, it was really, that really is a demo site for the community
mm-hmm.
and young people to learn, and everything there we built from scratch
right.
so that
right.
those who are there, particularly the youth, can learn these skills about building. So we have structures there. We have greenhouses. We're building beds. We're doing, you know, and then, of course, we're growing the plants, and we're reconnecting everything and helping them to understand the importance of being stewards of the environment, stewards of the earth, because that also is an African cultural tradition. We use the word sustainable now, but in reality, our ancestors didn't have to say sustainable. They lived it. So,
right.
you know, catching rainwater, not wasting,
yeah.
All of those things we do now, even growing organic and composting, that was a part of the natural process. It was a part of the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how people live. So we're reinstituting these practices that now, you know, have names attached to them, which is fine for us to identify them in this day and age. But we also always let the youth know that this has always been you. You've always
mm-hmm.
been
yes.
the people who are connected to the land. And don't let this whole thing with our enslavement disrupt us, because many times young people initially come out and say, you know, this is like slavery work. You know what I mean? And we'll tell them it's quite the opposite. This is actually liberating
right.
work, because when you can feed yourself, you know, we know that the – again, we said technology can be used for good and it can be used for not so good. So we see things like, you know, interfering with nature in the sense of creating seeds and some of the things that's going on with, with companies that create seeds and biotechnology, it can really be a detriment in the long term. And so we help them to understand the importance of connecting with Earth on a cellular level that can help them with their creativity, their ingenuity, and who they are.
And it's really important for people to understand that you are connected to the Earth. And so you sowing seeds in the Earth, you're taking care of the Earth, and it's karma, where you're sending out good energy, and it's going to come back to you because this is where you come from, and this is where you return. So it makes sense for you to turn around and do what you can to support Earth and to make sure that Earth is living and doing and breathing well and to become a component of all the things that encompass are encompassed inside of you. So, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. And understanding that these are the things that have kept our melanin at rest. And now we can awaken this melanin with information that has not been communicated to our people for hundreds of years. But you are doing a huge service to our people. I mean, we're talking about really taking us back to awakening our soul and our mind and our melanin and our energy and bringing us back into the place where I like to use the Transformers movie, Transformers 2 from the Fallen, and I always compare us to the robots that were on the planet because they were the primes, and the primes came and they took the all spark and they hid it within themselves in Egypt just by chance. And and when they awoke, they woke up the grandfather robot, and he was a Decepticon, and he ended up having to come back and connect with Optimus Prime for Optimus Prime to receive full power of the actual Allspark when it was embedded into his soul. And I was like,
deep.
If y'all understand, it was so deep.
When I tell you,
it was so serious. And I said, if you understand that 10,000 years ago in Africa, they had encryptions of technology that you see today and have not even seen yet in your lifetime that are sitting on rocks and carved in by somebody's hands, somebody over there knew what was going on. And that means whatever it was that was there is in you somewhere, and this is where you belong. If it started there, you can do it too. And that's what I believe, and I appreciate you. You're about to have me in tears because I'm about to do a jumping jack and flip upside down.
I'm telling you. So
I feel, you being on the show.
Let me tell you, I feel like I have just watched Hidden Colors for this last hour, and I read, you know, all these, I could just go on and on about, you know, all the books that talk about the things that we're talking about here. I just want people to realize how great they are, and it's in them, that it's not foreign to them, that, you know, let's talk about statistics. I'm a facts-based person, and, you know, a lot of things that we've been said for our lives is not based on reality. It's not based on what we can see in the numbers of people on the earth and people that are, you know, original people here. So we don't have to pretend that we know the truth. You know, the truth is what it is, and the truth definitely shall set you free. And the more we liberate people to understanding their greatness and knowing that it's not hatred, it's a love of self that will bring you to a different level of understanding your place on this earth and where you should rightly stand up and be as a man, as a family man, and as a as who God created you to be. And I just want to echo the sentiments, you know, Kashawn, that we thank you, and I'm going to continue to, you know, praise your name and say that whatever you need from me, just let me know, and I'm going to be there. And I'm going to, you know, definitely add you to my prayer list and continue to, you know, pray that this continues to be a blessing and it continues to expand and grow in ways that we both cannot even imagine.
Yeah, well,
so powerful.
I'm so inspired right now, to be quite honest. I'm on a real high, so I appreciate it, and it's beautiful because these are the kind of connections that we're supposed to have, you know, and we're supposed to be able to tap into each other and build off of that. So I feel inspired and motivated, and I appreciate you all allowing me to come on and share and to be able to, you know, connect with those who are listening via the web and those who will listen. You know, I would encourage those who can to visit our website, www.habeshainc.org. That's HABESHAINC.org. We're on Facebook, Twitter, IG, all of those. So definitely connect with us. And, you know, again, I appreciate it. I'm actually excited to tell my wife about this tiny stick. So I can't wait to call her and tell her, like, hey, guess what? And you say you know the person who invented the tiny stick. So that's even, you know, I'm amped over here. So
awesome.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. And tell Siobhan I definitely said hello. We definitely have to have, Nicole and I will definitely have to have you over. Y'all over very soon. So
For sure. We
definitely looking forward to the fellowship. And, yeah, is there any other thing that you have going on that you want to tell the listening audience about? I know you have some future plans out there. So if you would share, we'd appreciate it in this last couple of minutes.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, it really to tie everything all together. We haven't launched it officially yet, so this is really kind of the first even time it's publicly going out. But we actually about to launch a research and technology institute in Ghana that we're about to build. That'll be around sustainability, around indigenous housing, indigenous agriculture, indigenous medicine, holistic healing, and we're doing it in honor of Dr. Kwaku Ando, who is an ethnobotanist from Ghana who lived in Atlanta and passed in 2011. But it'll be called the Kwaku Ando Sustainability Institute. And so we'll be launching it at the Organic Fest, which is our big festival we do the last Saturday in January, in June. On the 27th of June, we have the Organic Fest. So we'll be launching it officially, but don't tell nobody we're about to launch it. But yeah, we're having a sustainability institute that we're building and research training. It'll also be where those who are from the diaspora can come and reconnect. And we're tying in a lot of what we're doing here, really, and we'll be taking it to the continent with housing, with growing food, with holistic healing. It'll be tucked off in a village that has the tallest mountain in Ghana, and also a mountain range that has one of the most beautiful waterfalls. So it's a very pristine space, and we've had a relationship with this village for the past 10 years. So we're about to build this, and it's going to be, you know, something that we're really excited about and looking forward. And definitely, man, I would love for both you all to be a part of it, share, you know, and
absolutely.
Hopefully, as you mentioned, sis, about returning. So we'll launch it officially in June, and we'll actually begin development in 2016 July. So we over the next year we'll be doing fundraising, awareness, and building everything up for. But yeah, we're excited, and you know, we'll have all of our alumni who've been in the Black to Our Roots program. We also have another program called Habesha Works, which is a young adult training in urban agriculture. We're connecting all of our programs and our alum and our network to this particular project. So I'm excited about it. Be on the lookout for it. Definitely, you know, people can sign on to our newsletter on our website, and definitely Facebook and all of those will have updates. But, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So you're the first. You're getting exclusive.
Exclusive.
And my heart is on fire. I just have to say, I am so glad to thank you, Warren. Thank you for bringing Kashawn on. This has been an awesome show. I'm really excited about the information we just received on here. And please support his initiative. Do you hear what he just said? This is huge, what he's talking about. Not just local in Atlanta, just internationally.
Right.
Building bridges for now and our future, and for your children, and for our economy, and for our agriculture. That means our food, for helping us live better. That is, that is healing our wounded DNA and our soul and our spirit, and bringing us back to where we should be, full circle in power. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited. I'm thrilled about the show. I really am.
Absolutely. And next week, we're going to have James Harris, who is a member of the Oakland School Board. He's going to be coming to you and talking from the school board level and as a parent also, as far as how do we those that are in public school and are sending our kids to public school. As you know, a lot of people know my kids are homeschooled, but I'm always interested in talking to people in that arena on how you can make the most impact. So we're going to be trying to talk to a school board member and really trying to figure out what are the best ways for the parents out there to make an impact in their school district and their children's lives. So, again, we're out of time here, but Kashawn, you know there's always going to be love, and anything I could do, I'm going to bring money. And I'll already commit to some funds. I got to talk to my chief financial officer, but you definitely have a financial commitment from me to definitely support you in this endeavor, man, definitely.
Thank you. And, again, keep up the good work. So thank you for what you all do and keep inspiring us.
I want to bring you back for another show. I'm not sure when, and it may not even be this platform. It may be another platform because we'll be moving into some more spaces to talk about this more and some more exposure. That is awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Of course. Awesome. I would love it.
Yeah.
So thanks again. I think that wraps up our show for today. Be blessed, everyone.
Yes, if you want to be a sponsor and you want to sponsor the show, you can actually send sponsorships and call us about putting a commercial on air. You get 54 commercials at Cairo Queen, that's CairoQueen at gmail.com. We need more sponsors. We want more sponsors. We want you to have a commercial on our network. And, hey, if you want to be a sponsor on multiple shows, let us know. We have, like, 54 slots you can have in a month and get your information across 300,000 people or more. So, listen, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and we'll be with James Harris from the Oakland School Board, and we're going to be excited, and we're going to share some more wonderful information from our producer, Juarez.
Oh, yeah. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Robin.
Don't you rise.